Hello and welcome to Martin Lindeskog's podcast, Ego Netcast. And this is another tea tasting, tea cupping. And this time it's illustrating a picture of Jung Panna Muscatel Organic. And this is the second flush of a summer one of Dieling Black Tea. And I'm reading from the product page here from Teabox. Jung Panna Plantation was founded by a British planter, Mr. Henry Montgomery Lennox, in 1899, who planted the first tea saplings, and since then this vintage plantation, inaccessible by vehicle, is a tea lover's and naturalist's delight, surrounded by green forest, produce the finest Darjeeling Muscatel aromatic teas. This tea is very elegant, rich and full of bracing cup, deliciously supported by aromas of fresh fruit, particularly black currants, revealing Muscatel flavor with a long and smooth finish. And from their blog post about Jung Panna, they say, now come the second flush teas, picked between early May to early July. The tea leaves have a purplish bloom and once dried acquire a dark coppery shade. Once steeped you get the shimmery amber liquor, strong and brisk. Put Jung Panna second flush's specialty is a classic Darjeeling tea flavor. Fruity and the classical Muscatel grape flavor. It makes a smooth copper, mellow and lovely. And I must say that, and with this drinking of these two samples, the summer one, second flush, and before that the first flush in the spring, I got a new type of tea sensation and experience. So I will go for this and continue with more samples of Muscatel, Darjeeling teas, and then Assam teas. And when I did my amateur cupping here and tasting, I did the brew time about 5 minutes. That's the second flush. The first one was 4 minutes. My question is, if you compare it with regular tea steeping, the cupping, they often say you should do it only a few minutes with the cupping. So that's a question we ask the experts here at the company Teabox. And when I looked at first, the color of the dry leaf is pretty green. And of course then you could say what kind of shade, etc. The color of the tea is orange, or going there, light orange. The smell, this is hard, and smell is, I mean, the biggest thing in tea, same as wine. So I have to develop this. And if you have tips and suggestions how to learn to smell, please send me a note. I said warm oranges, like the peel. And you could have it with another berry, but now I can't figure it out in English, but it's nypon in Swedish, so I will put that in show notes. And the taste, it is this black currant, as I say, and nypon again, that you have to soup. And the color leaf of a wet leaf is copper, as I say, copper tone, and I will include later on a difference between the second flush and first flush, because first flush is more greenish and the second one is copper one when it's wet brewed. And the question again is, could you do a second brew on Darjeeling tea, this fine tea? Because that you could do with oolong tea, but could you do it with this kind of tea, darling? And again, this is a aha moment for me to test this kind of direct trade tea, direct from a plantation, so fresh. This tea that I've been drinking now is only a few months old and shipped directly from a plantation. This is a great experience, and I want to share this with others in the future, in my way, in my personal way, as a tea enthusiast. So, with that I say cheers, and I will take a sip of a tea called Russian Caravan. But it's not from Russia, it's from Georgia, a country. And yeah, with that I say cheers, and talk to you soon again.